I am the great destroyer. These are the words of Robert Oppenheimer, one of the main heads for the Manhattan Project, which ultimately resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people in the areas of Japan's Nagasaki and Hiroshima regions, among others surrounding it, and have now had a ripple effect in that radiation still remains there today. And this quote really resonates with me when talking about the themes of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And more than anything, when talking about Frankenstein, it's good to think about the themes that she tried to implement. Many movies depict Frankenstein as being this sudden crashing and meshing of body parts. And in reality, it's not the mad scientist dramatization that we see. If anything, it's more about the potent nature of what our creations can have and what role scientists play. And I think more than anything, she tries to convey a message, a warning to scientists that, quite frankly, I believe haven't necessarily kept up with her words despite their relevancy today. Duke University's SciPoll article said, Why Frankenstein is a Great Science Policy Guide for the Future, said, quote, "It's like playing with the forces of life and death. What remains is a deeper lesson at the heart of Frankenstein, that the thrill of discovery is just the beginning of a creator's work," end quote. And I really do think that this stands true today, and I certainly think has a lot of backing from people like Elon Musk, this engineer from UPenn, who's now the head of Tesla, and things of the like, who does warn against our advancements in AI. And I think that it certainly is an exciting innovation. I can remember when the iPods, yes, I never had an iPhone until about now, but when iPods started to have programs like Siri and Google microphones, and how that was really innovative and exciting and meant to help with our everyday lives and make them a little more easy, like to schedule an appointment, set a reminder, things like that. But I think that sometimes the glory that sometimes scientists can have, and this is not to say scientists are terrible for wanting to have pride in their discoveries, by all means they should, but I think more than anything they need to analyze and look at the long-term consequences of what they do. Oftentimes I feel that it's very impulsive, as was the Manhattan Project. Certainly it took years to develop, but the goal was really about sending a message to a small country like Japan in the face of a greater, probably the most superpower nation in the world, us, which I think was a far stretch. And modern scientists today, I think, do go to a really big extent that is sometimes unnecessary. And I think that if they want to continue what they do, they need to reevaluate what they say and do. I would even almost compare it to a manifesto. So I think this doesn't just only go for scientists or anyone in the STEM field, but I could see it as being akin to someone who perhaps isn't so much interested in what's STEM. I could think of it as being almost a manifesto and how potent they are. Like, Adolf Hitler's manifesto is nowhere to be found, and even if it was, it's heavily edited in the fears of what people might do when reading it. Would they be inspired to create something like what he did? Because after prison, whilst writing the manifesto and everything, did go through with what he said, and we can still see the devastating effects of it, like in the Holocaust. And even in the Holocaust, there were many scientific advances, now that I come to remember. And I think advancements then, like dehumanizing people, that's not even an advancement, but the fact that we got to that extent and many people in the Nazi Party saw that as an advancement in mass killing of the Jews, and helped them make themselves the quote-unquote superior race, just as they dehumanize Jews, homosexuals, the disabled, gypsies, any minority in Europe. I feel that we can lead down a slippery slope when it comes to microchipping. I know that people in religious communities are very much against it, but I'm only going to speak in the moral, the more ethical aspect of our right to privacy. And certainly third parties are not the government, and really what the Fourth Amendment applies to is the government, but merely because a third party uses it, that doesn't mean that we can't one day have the government implement it and normalize such a scientific advancement, which ultimately may be our greatest destruction when it comes to privacy and how we choose to live our lives, because we are stripped of our self-determination when we are constantly being watched. And I think the last thing I do want to connect, though, is a quote. I believe it was from chapter 20 of Frankenstein, where the creature says, "Beware, for I am fearless and therefore powerful." And I do recognize that it was the creature who said this, but I think that this quote merely reciprocates the energy of Victor Frankenstein. Kind of, though the creature isn't a child and wasn't necessarily born, I do see it as something like father, like son, but in this case, it's like creator, like creature. And I think that this quote also does very much apply to scientists and their creations. These are their prized possessions that they made for a certain purpose, like the Manhattan Project was, or AI to make everyday tasks easier for the common people. And certainly these might have good purposes, but what's a good purpose without analyzing consequences and truly listening to the words of Shelley and trying to apply that to your innovations? And I think, once again, scientists should be proud of what they've done, but they should once again consider Shelley's words, because if people like, once again, Elon Musk have to say that AI can be more powerful than a nuke, or creating AI or making it more powerful is like summoning a demon, that's when I think you know something is wrong, and you really have to take a step back and think about your intentions. I think all actions should have intention, and this is no exception. Thank you. My name is Thais Bittis, and I'm signing off.